This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I'm inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with the next band performing at the Mountain Street Stage June Music Series across the street at Fayetteville Public Library. And guys, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves. We'll start here across from me and move clockwise.
Well, my name is Garrett Jones, and I'm playing bass for the Ho-Dads.
My name is Drew Packard. I'm going to be one of the guitar players for the Ho-Dads.
My name's Ryan Ashworth, and I play the guitar, and like to claim myself as Chief Ho-Dad.
Chief Ho-Dad. All right. Well, together, you guys are Ryan Ashworth and the Ho-Dads. And first thing I need to know is, what in the world is a Ho-Dad?
A Ho-Dad is a person who goes to the beach pretending to be a surfer, but in fact can't surf.
Really?
Yes.
So it's a real thing. This is not a made-up word.
Been there and tried.
Oh, no.
We're officially Ho-Dads.
Posers.
Yes. 60s surfer slang official.
So none of you know how to surf?
That's a prerequisite to joining the band. You cannot surf.
Can't surf at all.
You cannot be able to surf and join the band.
Okay. Why is that a prerequisite? Was that something you were thinking about when you were forming the band, or is that something that kind of came about later?
Well, the word Ho-Dad means fake surfer, and so I thought since...
We grew up with swimming pools. I mean, we didn't have an ocean.
Swimming pools, ponds, things like that. And since chances of me finding legitimate surfers to play in my band were slim to none, I thought that would be a prerequisite in order to be a Ho-Dad, is that you, in fact, can't surf.
Sounds like a plan.
So we're authentic.
Authentic Ho-Dads.
So you dug me out of my pond down the road, so.
Well, how did this band come together? Because you guys have been around, I don't know, about a year or so?
Yes. Right at a year, yeah. I've spent about the last 6 years living in Philadelphia and was playing some steel drum gigs on the Jersey Shore, and at that same time was listening to a lot of surf music and started to be inspired with the sounds that I was hearing and wanted to create a surf band. And right around the time that I got enough material together that I felt comfortable creating a group, I was moving back to Arkansas. So I contacted some of my friends, and we started the Ho-Dad group.
Now, Ryan, are you originally from Arkansas?
I'm from Fayetteville.
From Fayetteville. And Drew and Garrett. Garrett, I know you're from Rogers. And Drew, are you from Rogers as well?
Not originally, but I've been in Fayetteville long enough to call it home. So I pretty much grew up here.
All right. And so you guys are a surf rock band. So what does that mean?
Surf rock is a genre of music that came out of Southern California in the early 60s. Primarily, it was instrumental music that involved two guitars, an electric bass, and a drum kit. It's very guitar-oriented, heavily reverbed.
I'd say good old Dick Dale and the Ventures and that whole lot. So,
I think you listed four different instruments, but there's only three of you here.
We are missing a drummer right now. Marcus Bowles will be joining us on the drums for this performance, and he couldn't make it today.
Oh, well... It is a tradition here on Ozarks at Large that if somebody's missing from the band, we get to talk about them. So, so what we like to ask people is about the person that isn't here. What's something that you can tell us about them that we may not know? It doesn't have to be like a dirty little secret or anything.
He has a wicked, awesome stash going right now.
His
mustache is pretty much top on. I've got a... Hint, Marcus.
Well, what does it look like? I mean, is it like...
He's got like this, like the handlebar going down thing with like a little goatee.
Little Fu Manchu
thing going on.
It's a hybrid.
I mean, Marcus pulls it off. It's Marcus all the way.
It is. It's beautiful.
Does he have any special hidden talents or anything like that?
Well, he can play 16th notes at 190 beats per minute like nobody's business.
So, well, what is it about the surf rock genre that you guys like so much?
I personally was drawn to it because it's very guitar oriented, and I play guitar. I liked the sounds that I was hearing when I first started listening to the music, and wanted to play it, and started doing so.
Yeah, it's really fun music. It's about getting together with people and having a good time and partying and just being happy.
So. I say it grooves. It has a huge social element behind it too. I mean, we did a number of pool parties last year, and hopefully they're going to be doing the same thing here in the next few months. So, I mean, you go out to these swimming pools and hang out with people at all these locations, and you play surf rock music. So what's better than playing music at a swimming pool party?
Well, you mentioned the swimming pool. That seems like a perfect backdrop. When you guys perform on stage, do you sort of decorate the stage, or do you come prepared with your clothing in a sort of surfer?
Swim trunks are a must.
Swim trunks are a must. Flip-flops are definitely going to be seen. And we have pool noodles, beach balls might be bouncing around the crowd. We definitely try to have a beach theme. This was originally Drew Packard's idea, I think, to have the beach theme on the stage.
I say, well, we did it.
Well, it's only logical.
Well, on Sunday at 2, you guys will be at the Fayetteville Public Library, and I'm sure there'll be some kids there. So will they get to play with the beach ball, perhaps?
If they're lucky enough to catch it, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So one more reason to come on out.
Bring the noodles and everything.
Yeah,
bring your own beach party to the beach party. That's how it goes.
Well, there you go.
Do not bring a water gun.
No water guns.
We will be inside the library, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. But another reason to come, of course, is to hear you guys play some music. And do you guys play, you do have some original compositions, correct?
Yes.
And do you play a lot of covers and then just a few of your originals?
We play a substantial amount of covers, primarily surf rock classics. One that everybody would be familiar with is Wipeout.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's heard that one. That's one that we do. Hang On Sloopy is one of the crowd favorites that we cover that's a vocal tune, and we're going to be singing it in Spanish this time.
Oh.
So that should be a treat.
Today, you guys have brought me this 3-song demo. If you want to talk about that for a second, what are some of the songs on there? I think you said there's a theme song?
The Hodad theme. Yes, we thought it was appropriate if we were going to have a band called The Hodads that we have a theme song to go with it, and so we wrote one.
Dance to go with it too.
Mm-hmm. There's a dance.
There is.
Is there a chance people can see this dance on Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I think that they
we
could.
We might have it together by then. It's a tough routine.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Okay. And what's another song on there?
There's one that's called No Surfing in Jersey.
No Surfing in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And that's a song that I wrote about the fact that you cannot surf in Jersey. There are no waves.
Oh, okay.
And it's frowned upon by the locals.
It is so frowned upon.
They don't really dig that culture very much.
Now, do you guys have a set list ready for Sunday, or do you just sort of play what you feel like?
We do have a set list. It can fluctuate based on if I feel like playing them out of order, but we definitely have a list of tunes that we...
Yeah, their normal repertoire.
We like to call them based on what the crowd wants a little bit. So
and people like a variability. People know a lot of that genre anyway, so they'll shout out specific tunes.
Yeah, we get some requests from time to time.
So. Do you guys have any other upcoming performances where people can see you?
We don't have anything on the books right now. However, we would like to take the opportunity to tell everybody that if they would like to book this band for their next pool party or event...
We love playing pool parties.
We love playing pool parties. We are very experienced at this, and if you like what you're hearing, as far as our demos are concerned, please feel free to contact us.
And how can they do that?
At flat3flat7@gmail.com.
And do you guys have a website where people can find out more information about you?
There is a Facebook. If you search Ryan Ashworth and the Hodads on Facebook, we have a site.
So Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can go across the street to the Fayetteville Public Library to hear Ryan Ashworth and the Hodads. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for having us.